Well, hello guys and girls, and welcome to our TDC Connected meeting for October 2015. We have a few topics to discuss. They're probably fairly short or long, I guess, in discussion time, depending on the questions and comments that you guys have. But the first thing I wanted to discuss with you guys is that Dentist Choice Specials flyer that we've been sending out, putting in your guys' parts orders and getting to you so that you had basically a finished goods flyer or marketing piece that you could present to your doctors. And more than anything, I guess, educate them and let them know that you have this stuff, the heads, the contrangles, the motors, hand pieces, etc. I can't tell you how many times that we've been called here and asked if we have certain motors or certain contrangles and that doctors want them. And obviously, it's a regular item for most of you guys, but especially the newer guys kind of call and question in on that. So hopefully this marketing piece, which we all kind of looked at and agreed upon together, it was something that Sable came up with for us. Their graphics designer put it together for us, which was nice of them. Obviously, most of the product on here is Sable product, so they were happy to do that. For their own reasons, but it's all good product, and you guys have carried most of it over the years, so you know that. There's a new handpiece on there they wanted us to introduce. I haven't personally had any experience with them, but they've had them actually longer than the Dentist Choice / Sable handpieces that we've been carrying. You probably noticed that on the flyer at the top, the Access 2 and the Rotomax 2 non-fiber optic handpieces. I just had somebody call me, I think, Monday or Tuesday, it was probably Monday, on those and asked me a couple of questions. But they're a non-optic handpiece. They actually fit on a swivel, but the swivel comes with the handpiece, so it's kind of unique in that way. But more than anything on that flyer, guys, you know, this was our first run. We're just about out, by the way, of these flyers, so I am going to have to do a reorder on them. So I wanted to briefly discuss the pricing on these flyers. Because it was our first run, you guys might have had a chance to look at them and think to yourself, you know, the price on this one item, I really like that to be higher, or the price on this other item really needs to be lower, kind of to compete with whoever it is that you are competing against out there. So I'm glad we got these out. I don't think we did a poor job in our initial kind of rush to get these out to you guys. I think a good amount of thought went into it. But now that it's been in your hands and you guys have been able to take it out into the field and or compare it to the pricing that you like to charge these customers, we can go ahead and adjust some of that stuff for the next run, which I'm definitely going to need to do here probably middle of next week. I'm going to be sending another print job to our printer to get another, you know, 1,000 or so of these things printed up. So wanted to discuss that with you. You might also noticed on the email that I sent to you a Myonic bearing part number and price list. This was something that Sable has started carrying now. I know we've carried Myonic for years in small. I think we've had the B bearing, basically the Midwest flange bearing, the Midwest straight, and the Cavo bearing for a while. I think you guys might remember when that Cavo Myonic bearing first came out, it was like $18. They charged a ridiculous, ridiculous amount for it because they were an OEM supplier of bearings to Cavo, much like Barden was. Barden, as we discussed, I believe one or two meetings ago, is now out of the dental bearing market. We have a few Barden here and there that we still have on the shelf, but once they're gone, they're gone. Sable has gone completely over to the Myonic line for their in-house turbines and also their bearing sales. And because of the volume that they're buying through Myonic, they deal directly with Myonic, the factory, they've passed on some crazy savings to us. I think I was mentioning the Cavo Myonic bearing was $18 when they first introduced it to us, and it's in the $9 range now. And in fact, their ceramic Myonic bearing is right at about 12. So the prices have come way down. In fact, they're a great percentage lower than even the Barden bearings were at a similar quality level. So anyway, we've got those two things to discuss. And then lastly, and you, there might be just two or three of you out there that'd be really have a really good answer for this, but Phil Pichette, New Hampshire, really wanted to somehow come up with a better or quick identification material for the sharpening and retipping instruments. He gets those in and just not sure how to identify them properly. I couldn't help him out, really. I don't have much experience with it other than having that Dental USA catalog that's, you know, 200 pages thick, probably overkill, obviously. So if there's something that you guys have or a trick that you have into identifying these different instruments, that would be great help. So obviously your lines have all been muted. I don't know that anybody has tried to join the discussion yet, but if you have, obviously your lines were muted to get rid of some of that background noise like always. So the first thing I'm going to do is give you the information on unmuting your line. You guys all know this, but I do announce it every time. Simply hit *6 on your line. That will unmute your phone. You'll be able to join the discussion. And when you feel you've made your point and you want to kind of take a step back into the background and just listen again, hit *6 on your phone. That'll mute your line so we don't get that background noise. And then you can simply listen and or join in later as you see fit. So that's pretty much the introduction for today's meeting. Since it's kind of an open floor discussion, especially on this flyer, I think let's just start with that because you guys have now had them in your hands. So please hit *5 and join in the discussion and let me know if you do want to change anything that's on this flyer and or you have any questions about the stuff that's on this flyer. So go ahead and do that if any of you want to join in. It looked like we had about 18 or 20 folks had called in, so I know there's at least a decent group of you guys out there, so I'll just kind of be quiet here and wait for some input. Guys?
Hey, Dave. Dave Reinhardt with a question.
Sure, Dave.
The high-speed handpiece you were mentioning earlier, the Access 2 and a Rotomex 2,
Yes. Did
I hear you correctly that those come with a coupler?
They do. So if you're looking at, I don't know if you're looking at the flyer right now,
yeah,
or if you can just maybe go off of memory. Okay, you're looking at it now. So if you look at the bottom of it, there's the threads, and just above it, it kind of bows out into a beveled silver piece. That is actually a swivel. And what Sable did originally before they introduced the newer handpiece that we all know about that we stock here and had private labeled for a while is they sold that handpiece, that non-optic handpiece, separate from the coupler. So the doctor would buy one of those handpieces and then have to buy those little swivel couplers. And they decided, I guess a couple of years back, that it just wasn't selling like they wanted it to. So yeah, so there's actually a coupler on the bottom of it, so each one of those hand pieces comes with an actual swivel. I guess it's overkill a little bit in that typically a doctor only needs a swivel for every delivery system that he has. But in this case, he's actually getting that coupler with every hand piece that he gets. So,
Is that coupler a Sable coupler? I mean, is it?
Yeah,
it's not a Cavo type, is it?
No, it's their own designed coupler, so it's incompatible with anything else, Dave.
Okay.
It's incompatible, so it's not compatible with any other handpiece out there, so it's just got to be for that Sable handpiece. So typically, if you're going to buy that handpiece, the doctor really should just screw the coupler on and off the line and just keep it in the handpiece every time he autoclaves it, I would imagine. There's two O-rings inside the coupler or on the shaft of the coupler. It's kind of a short, stubby coupler. And, they have those O-rings available if needed. But, yeah, it actually comes with the coupler, Dave.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah. And it's a cheaper alternative because it doesn't have the optics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Coupler included. Anybody else? Any comments about the pricing, either on the Cavo stuff, the NSK, Midwest stuff, the doctor packages on back? Once again, I know I mentioned this in the past when we were discussing these. I went into the 2015 Henry Schein catalog and pretty much pulled comparable pricing out of that and then just lowered our pricing slightly under that to beat it. So it should be priced right unless you guys just typically charge more and hope that the doctors don't look in the Henry Schein catalog or know kind of what they're looking for. And in that case, I don't think anybody minds marking some of this stuff up for you. Any more comments on that flyer?
Yeah, David, it's Harv. I have a question.
Yes.
Regarding the coupler on that Rotomax 2 that you said is different.
Yes.
In time, we may get those to overhaul, which means we need a coupler if the customer sends it without one. Is that sold separately? I don't see that listed on the brochure.
You know, they don't list it separately, but it is available to us for, I don't know, it's like $40-something dollars. It's really cheap, Harv. There's no optics in it or anything. You would probably just use it for testing, but I think they're only like $48-49 bucks brand new. So if you do get to a point where you start seeing these, by the way, they just started importing these into the U.S. Up until last year, they hadn't even sent those to the U.S. They started selling them here last year. So although they've been around for years up in Canada, so we might get some requests from a few of our Canadian franchise owners for a coupler, they just started releasing them in the U.S. last year with the few reps they have down here trying to sell some of their product. So, you probably won't run into any of these, Harv, unless you specifically sell it to some customers and then a year down the road need to start fixing them for them. And anyway, at that point, we do have access to those couplers for, I think, $45-48 bucks, something like that.
Okay, thanks. That answers my question.
How did you, Harv? How do you?
Yeah.
What did you think about the pricing on the flyer? Did you get
it? I didn't get too analytical about it yet, but just at a quick glance, things look like they're pretty much in line with what I would expect.
Okay. I just didn't want to get feedback that you guys were hesitant to maybe introduce this flyer to a customer because you charge, you know, $129 on a one-to-one contrangle, and here we are advertising the Sable contrangle for $89. So that was the kind of feedback I was hoping not to get. I thought we had some fairly accurate pricing on here. So, yeah, okay, good.
Hey, Dave, I have another question for you.
Sure.
On page 2 on the doctor's packages,
uh-huh.
You and I had talked about me potentially getting some of these with a push-button friction grip head. If I do that, do I have to buy the doctor's package with the latch head and then buy a friction grip head separately and then just hold on to the latch head, or can you swap them out there?
You don't. And the kind of the hidden behind the scenes truth of the matter is when you buy a doctor's package, Dave, that you're going to sell to your customer, you're just going to order the individual pieces from me.
Gotcha.
In other words, hey, I need a contrangle, a nose cone, a motor, and a head.
Yep.
And then you present it to the doctor as a package. So, yeah, I don't even have them inventoried as doctor's packages here. They're simply available individual, as the individual parts are.
All right, that works.
So, yeah, so you're more than able to switch and swap heads however you see fit.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, there's basic ones there, right? But
David's Harv, I got another question.
Yeah.
Hey, if I want 100 of these, what's my cost for the flyers?
If you want 100?
Yeah.
They're pretty cheap because I know. I can tell you just a sec. Looks like 1.3 cents.
1.3 cents each.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our cost plus shipping when we order those things in bulk, big box of them. They come out a penny and a half a piece. So they're, what would that be, a dollar?
You just charge
for the shipping. I mean, if I'm ordering 1,000, don't ask me for 500 of them. But if you want 50 or 100, you know, we'll put as many as we can in a U.S. Priority Mail envelope thing for you, Harv.
Very well.
And get those to you. Yeah, they're so cheap, these flyers. When you don't do that trifold, I don't know why, but doing a trifold anything, it's like it goes up astronomically. But just to print a two-sided flyer and order them in a quantity of a couple of thousand of them, they're dirt cheap. So, yeah, just get with me or get with Sorth on that, Harv, and we can get some more.
Yeah, I'll give Sorth an order.
Okay. Okay, guys, well, I guess we probably need more time to get a little bit more feedback on the flyer. So unless somebody emails me or calls me, I am going to just go ahead and move forward with the same flyer and get a couple thousand of them ordered from our printer next week. So we'll continue to put these in your guys' parts orders so that you get a little stock built up on these and you can present these to any customers that you think may be interested. So we can always move back to this, but let's move forward first and look at the Myonic bearing chart that you guys have. What you're going to notice is if you haven't seen a bearing chart before, this is kind of how they come, how the manufacturers present a bearing. They give you the little flow chart where you'll see all our bearings have the same bore, which is, you know, 0.125 inches. In this flow chart that Sable provided for us, they actually messed up on the bore. They called it 0.0125 inches. As you know, that's not true. It's 0.125 inches. The OD on all of our bearings here is a 0.250, so you guys all knew that. But what you'll notice is there's two different widths, which most of you are familiar with. The bearings on the left have the smaller width, like the C bearing, a 40405C type bearing, which is the top one listed. The Cavo thin bearing or Davi Atlante bearing, we all know it as. And then, of course, that rear bearing for the Cavo, like 6000, 6500B, where it has that, it's a smaller bearing, but it has that little step coming out. And then what they've done on the right-hand side is put the wider width bearing, which is going to be your W&H. It's about a 110, I guess it's a 109.4 width. But the W&H bearings, the 60102s, the Midwest flange bearing, the star bearing, and the regular Cavo bearing, and then, of course, the Cavo bearing for the 635B. It seems to me they probably could have put that over to the left like they did with the Cavo 10102BM. But we've got that flow chart. Hopefully that makes it easier for you guys to kind of figure out, you know, what bearings you need. Most of you know just by heart and can probably have your eye-crometer so set you could look at a bearing and tell me what the width is. Funny that we can do that at this point, but we can. So anyway, and then, of course, over to the right, we have the bearings listed. The top set of bearings are the steel ball bearings. And then the bottom set of bearings with the dash C is, of course, the ceramic bearings, with the exception of the 40516, which only comes in a ceramic format. They never even made that in a steel ball bearing format. So the prices are considerably lower than what the Barden prices were. Myonic has always kind of claimed that they're as good as Barden. I don't know 100% how true that is. I guess we'll find out as we go along here using the Myonic in place of the Bardens, and probably from a lot of you in place of just other bearings. So anyway, we've created that chart and price list for you. Looking at what we have in stock, what delayed me in introducing this chart to you guys was that Sable was really trying to stock up on their bearing supply. And I didn't want to release this to you guys until I at least had some quantity of all of these bearings. So at this point, we do have some quantity of all of these bearings. The only one I can think I'm possibly low on or short on is going to be that DM bearing, the DM and the DM-C. I think I just got a small quantity of those in, which may be enough to supply whoever needs them in the short term. But they're ramping up on that too. So they're just going through a little bit of growing pains as they try and ramp up their inventory for us. We've ordered the heck out of their Kavo Myonic bearing already and had them do 3 reorders at this point. So you guys are liking them, and so far I'm not getting them back under warranty, so they're proving to be the bearing that they claim to be. So take a look at that and use it to your advantage, especially when trying to do an upgrade. So that's where this really comes in handy. I can remember that in the past, on many of your guys' price flyers, there was a $40 upgrade to go to a Star ceramic bearing. I don't know if you all remember that. Most of you probably do. And in this case, now we're looking at prices that are literally only $2 and $3 more for the ceramic bearing versus the steel bearing. And if you've still got upgrade charges for ceramics listed in your price list, you can really increase your profit margin by offering that. So take a look at that and maybe do that kind of analysis. And on your end, probably what I would do anyway is start really actively promoting some sort of a ceramic upgrade to your customer. They know what ceramic is, as you all know, and if you can convince them to go to that upgrade, you're really building in a lot more profit margin.
David?
Yeah.
I want to go back to one item before I forget. On the flyers, it's anal, but on the very bottom, you have a place for us to put our name or something?
Correct.
If all possible, I know you're limited to space. If it could be just a hair larger, that would be great, if all possible,
Yeah, I hear you. I'm looking at it right now, the little rectangle on the bottom corner to put your name and number.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't, unless you print something special. But anyway, that was one thing. My other question in regard to the bearing, I'm using, for my Star, the 182s, whatever they were. I don't have the number in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the car. But how would this ceramic will be quality-wise compared to what? Go ahead.
I think it's probably better.
Really?
That's my guess, and it's coming in at an unbelievable price point, too. So, I don't know. I mean, I know I've got a lot of people that are using those.
Okay.
So,
it's
a little bit cheaper, too.
The
only difference between that and, the 40409B is that they don't offer a bearing warranty. Myonic does not offer a bearing warranty on any of their bearings.
Correct.
Like every other manufacturer except one, the 40409B is the only bearing that we carry that has that, comes with that manufacturer's warranty for a certain time period. So a lot of people like that security or safety net, but, you don't have a warranty on any other bearing in your entire inventory, so I don't know how big of a factor that would be. I guess you'd have to kind of look at the numbers and figure out how many Star bearings you have to return versus the cost savings, possibly.
Right. All right. When I'm ready to place an order, I'll definitely talk to you so we have the correct numbers. All right.
Perfect.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
George, just a question on the ceramic bearings. Do you think they're much better quality than the steel ones? I know there's been some talk both ways on that.
I know that they're better quality.
Okay.
I don't know what the definition of much is. I think we all have doctors that could kill any bearing no matter what you put in a handpiece.
Yep.
But I think for overall longevity, you're going to get more life out of a ceramic bearing. I would say if you have customers that are constantly right at that warranty period, Gord, mm-hmm. where, you know, constantly 3-4 weeks, it seems, maybe less, before a warranty's up, they're giving you a handpiece back with worn-out bearings. Maybe just tick them up to the ceramic bearing at a few extra bucks and get through those warranty periods. That's probably the best use for a ceramic.
Extra for an 8-month warranty versus a 4-month warranty.
Okay.
Do you think that would be better using a ceramic or moving that up to a 1-year warranty option?
Well, you're going to want to say it again. Tell me exactly what you're doing. Let's let the other folks hear what you're doing, and
sure.
maybe
I've
they've tried
one
it.
One price for a 4-month warranty with basic bearings.
Okay.
I use typically I've been using Barden steel bearings for my premium overhauls at 8 months.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering about using the ceramics. Could I go up to 12 months, charge a little more? Or would it be safer just to keep it down at the 8-month warranty level?
The only thing I don't like about a 12-month warranty, you've got to do it sometimes if maybe there's a competition factor.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, bearings usually fail in that, let's say, 10-month area.
Yep.
So now what you're doing is you're costing yourself an overhaul.
Yeah.
Because you've gone past your 8 months, you've gone past 9, you're in somewhere in the 10, 11-month range maybe, and it needs another overhaul. Instead of being able to charge them, yeah, you made $20 extra at the front end or $30 extra on the front end when you gave them the year warranty, but now you're putting in an extra set of bearings and you cost yourself an overhaul. That's why I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay.
A year-long overhaul. Now, a year-long turbine warranty is different
because
you're charging a premium price, and you've already factored in the fact that maybe at 10, 11 months you might have to put in another set of bearings,
yep.
and that's kind of been the thought process. But as far as overhauls go, boy, I don't know what others think, and they're more than welcome to chime in. I personally would try and avoid granting a 1-year overhaul warranty.
Okay, so again, I'm using the steel bearings premium.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if it's really worth the extra money. I know you mentioned that one case where I might have somebody on the line, but
No, not really. Not if you're getting warranty, if you're getting the 8 months out of the bearings that you're currently using.
Yep. Which were the Barden, so you know.
Yeah, and then at some point in that 9, 10, 11 month range, you're getting a handpiece back that requires another overhaul.
Yep.
You've got it set perfectly. Now if you've got where I would say go to the ceramic, and others may agree, is if you've got an 8-month warranty that you're granting these folks and you keep getting them back at 7 months, that ceramic bearing is probably going to get you an additional, I'm just guessing, an additional 5 weeks, maybe 5-6 weeks, because of less wear. So now all of a sudden you're making it through and past those warranty periods, and so it's not costing you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Does anyone else have any thoughts on that bearing longevity discussion Gordon and I just had? And maybe something you've done there?
David, it's Harv. I have another question regarding
the
bearings.
Sure.
Those myonic bearings, I'm sure, are radial bearings, not angle bearings, correct?
That is correct.
So I see that the 101 KM is slightly less than the 101 ANG. I wonder how they, does anybody have any experience as to how they compare in longevity?
That's a great question, Harv. I have a feeling, so this is, these myonics, Harv, are intended to be a direct replacement for the Barden bearing, because as you know, none of the Barden bearings were ever angular. They were always a radial bearing.
Right.
I think that at least our experience with all of the Sable turbines we sold for years and years and years with a 1-year warranty was that they almost always made it through that 1-year warranty period. Literally, Harv, at the end of the year, I would get 5 turbines, Sable turbines, that had a bearing failure, maybe less, maybe right around there, which is almost nothing. So at least I know with the Barden radial, Harv, that sucker went a year and more. and that was a radio bearing. So this myonic bearing radial, we're hoping for similar results. We don't have the major testing data to let you know, Harv, but I will say this. We have carried the 40405CM and 40405BM for 6, 7, 8 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that at least the results with that bearing was a very limited or very low warranty return or warranty issue. So now that Sable has gone completely to this myonic line for their turbines, they have the data. So although we don't have it here, I can get with Mike and get the data from him. The only thing is his opinion's biased, obviously, and he is a pretty upfront and straight shooter, as you know from the two meetings he's spoken with us at out in Vegas and the couple of conference calls that he's had with us. He's very confident in the bearing, and it's what's going in all of their turbines and have for 6 or 8 months or more as they've transitioned away from the Barden. So we'll have some real live data for you here coming up, Harv, probably in the next 6 months or so. But my feeling is, my gut feeling is, that it's in line with what Barden is.
In that case, it makes sense to drop the ENG New Hampshire, I guess that is, and switch all to the myonic.
You don't have to. I know that probably the most beloved bearing that I've ever carried here is the 10101 Angular. So if you're wanting to change to the Kaeva Myonic for no other reason than it's a few cents cheaper, I don't know that I would do that. You can. You certainly can. But that 101 Angular bearing has probably been the most liked bearing that we've ever carried.
So, yeah, hey, Dave.
You're not having any issues with it. I don't know that I recommend a change, but obviously that's for you to decide. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
It's Dave Reinhardt again. To Harvey's question about, you know, how well that bearing performs, I just took a look here. It looks like in January of 2013, I converted to the 10101 KM.
Okay.
And got away from the ANG, and I have been using it ever since. So that's over 2 years of history.
Okay.
And I have been very, very pleased with it. I did some side-by-side comparisons, and I don't know, it seems to me that the myonic radial bearing is quieter than the angular bearing. And again, to use Alex's term, not to get too anal, but I found it annoying with the angular bearings. Like if I was working on a Kaevo and I wanted to change out the O-rings for whatever reason, and the back bearing would fall apart on me when I pulled the turbine out. That never happens with a radial bearing. And also, you know, having worked with these for so long, it avoids the step where you have to notch the inner race of the bearings to remove them, because you can just grab these radial bearings and pop them right off. So for what it's worth, you know, I've been very pleased with them. In fact, I have a couple of ANGs laying around here, and I'll use them from time to time with certain customers who get good life out of their bearings. But I'm basically just, you know, I'm not going to reorder the ANGs or the ACERs. So for what it's worth, I'm very happy with them.
Well, that's great data. It's funny that you say that. I pretty much would do just a small special order of those Kaevo Myonic bearings just for you, Dave. I think I had one other franchise owner who would order a few on occasion, but mostly for you. So the fact that you have 2 years of history with those is awesome. So
yeah, it's actually going on three, because I just looked it up. My first order was January 23rd of 2013.
And you're saying that in your opinion, it's quieter than the 10101 Angular?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I think it is. In fact, it's interesting when the to switch away from Kaevo to go over to Midwest, when the Midwest bearing became available, the steel one, Mm-hmm. I had a customer who had sent me 8 Quiet Air hand pieces, and I did 4 of them with the Mionics and 4 with the New Hampshires. And, you know, and then I ran them, you know, side by side, just listening to them. I didn't have the app on my phone at the time, you know, with the decibel reading. But just qualitatively, the Mionics sounded quieter to me.
Well,
and,
good. That says a lot for them then.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, I think you probably know, whenever I got wind that a Mionic bearing became available, I immediately switched over to it exclusively. You know, for the Midwest, for the KVOs. I've been using them on the Stars for as long as I could get them. And I haven't really had any problems with them. I don't even recall any warranty overhauls. So, you know.
Awesome. Well, proofs and
I would definitely recommend giving them a try.
Cool. Thank you, Dave. That's awesome info. I'll definitely email that out today.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, any other thoughts, guys, or comments on that? The other thing, or the last thing I'll bring up for today's meeting, as we're kind of getting down to it anyway, Phil Pichette in New Hampshire was hoping that somebody had some sort of identification chart or way that they easily identify the instruments, the hygiene instruments that he sends for sharpening and retipping. He's not always 100% sure on what he's got or how to identify it or how to charge it or at least estimate it for the customer. So if somebody has something like that, it would be greatly appreciated to not only Phil but even the group if you can share that with us or with me by emailing me that. So if you do, that would be great and greatly appreciated. All right. Any other comments, guys? All right. Well, thanks again for all your input. Still keep track of that flyer and see what you want to do. Alex, talk to Mike's graphics guy and get him to slightly increase the size of that rectangle there so you guys can have a little bit bigger area to put your sticker or your information, how you want to do that. And we'll go from there. So I want to thank everybody again for all their participation on that and look forward to having another meeting with you guys next month. Have a
one
great
other
day.
Comment, David.
Yeah.
It's Harv.
Hello?
Send it out.
Yes. Regarding the instruments, it's very interesting that this should be a subject because I have a bunch of them here that I'm trying to bill out and figure out what they are. And I called Dental USA and I said, don't you have some kind of a diagram or a chart that identifies
yeah.
these things? And she said, no, we don't. She tried to explain it to me, but the more she explained, the more confused I got. But the information I got is that the curie is round, the scaler is pointed, the explorer has a tiny tip, and the probe has the color markings. The color markings is the only one that is obvious to me. They all look pointed and round to me. So I'm still very confused is the bottom line.
Arf.
Yes.
You may want to look in, I think Shine Catalog has pages of all the different instruments with names right next to them. That may help you out.
Okay, I'm going to look at it as we speak. In the one in the co-pilot?
No, if you,
okay.
I don't know if you have a Shine Catalog, the real one, I mean the whole thing, they have, you know, a section for instruments, you know, to buy a new one. So, you know, you could use that as a guide.
Okay, but I don't have a catalog. Is it possible to scan that and maybe email it to Dave so he can send them out to us? Or what do you suggest?
And Dave is probably looking at it as we speak. Aren't you, Dave?
I am.
There you go. I know him.
Yeah. They've got curettes and scalars and I don't know. It's page after page after page of all this stuff.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So at least it will give him some reference to what something is called, what it looks like. You know, you can have four different kind of scalars that, you know, most of the time, I don't know why you really bother with all the exact names. Whoever does your sharpening or retipping, you know, knows. So it's just a matter of you sending it, and either it's sharpened or retipped. That's it. I mean, you know, you don't need to know. Most of the hygienists don't even know, you know?
Yeah, the reason I need to know is because the doc wants an estimate. And, for example, on this last order I have that I just actually got back from Dental USA, there's two kinds of Explorers. The one Explorer is $159 per tip, and the other is $399 per tip. And they're both called Explorers.
All right.
I'll figure that out.
So what you do is you, if he sends you one, scan it and send it to U.S. Whoever the company is. I don't use them. Yeah, and tell them, okay, this is what I got. How much would it be? I mean, that makes more sense to me than you worrying about things that, you know, or just give him the estimate on the more expensive one and go for it, you know? Hey.
Yeah, and the other thing I do is I just fill out the repair form and just send it off to Dental USA, and they'll email you back an estimate, and
you
can work from that.
Yeah, try and explain that to the doc.
Yeah. Well,
what do you mean?
It's not that easy. Because they got this EXP-105 and this ROL-399. I don't know what that is. That's what's on the written sheet from the sharpening company.
Yeah, it'd be good if there was an easy way to do this. I'm looking through page and page and page of this Shine catalog, as Alex suggested, and, boy, I'm just as confused as everybody. So at least they know what they're doing, But as far as being able to tell you the difference between the Explorers, I don't know how this is going to help you, but I'll certainly send it to you.
You know, I have this spreadsheet that I fill out that mimics their repair form.
Uh-huh.
So I just send my instruments to Dental USA with that, and then they email me back an estimate. And if I'm confused, then I copy and paste the information out of that spreadsheet into another one, and I shoot it out to Dental USA, and I say, fill in the information about the replacement instrument or whatever else I need to know. And then it comes back to me. So I have them do all the work. I guess my concern is that you can, you know, the administrative work for working with these instruments can be a black hole for time.
Yeah.
I would just push it out to Dental USA, Harv, and then let them email you back their estimate, and then you just price it out.
I did the same thing. I also tried to get information on how to even describe it for them, and they just said to me, don't worry, we know what we're doing. So I just list, this is what I think the description is. These are how many. If it can be sharp, if it can be retip it. If it can't be, if it can be sharpened, sharpen it. If it can be retipped, retip it. And then they just send it back to me. And I'll give, this is on the little pamphlet that I got from you guys, from that I sent out with them. I said, the prices are all there. What those prices are, that's what you're going to get charged.
Well, what I'll do for you, Harv, because their information is probably what you're doing already. You're already sending it to them and getting the estimate sheets back from them and trying to pass that information along to your doctor. I will take some scans of these pages in the Shine catalog and see if that helps you, Harv.
Yeah, I'd be very interested
and
in that.
We can go from there.
Very well.
Okay, great. Well, we better end it here, guys. We're at the hour, so want to thank everybody again for all their participation, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.